Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Parents in the UK can be fined £80 per day per child for a school absence. And despite this, many parents still choosing to take their children out of school during the academic term. And it's obviously to save on the exorbitant travel prices that happen during the Easter and the Halloween and the school summer holidays. Parents used to be fined £60 and they've increased it £20 to £80 quite recently. There have now been calls, though, in the UK. They want the government to step in and to review marketing and pricing of what they call the rip-off family holidays from companies where they're charging thousands more for holidays that are taken during the academic weeks. Lisa O'Sullivan-Shaw is with me on the line today. Lisa, look, just explain, first of all, your own experience of this and, you know, how difficult it is when maybe you have four or five kids, I know in your case four, and you're trying to book, I suppose, some kind of a summer holiday.
Hi, Andrea. So for us as a family of six, it is impossible to get our family holiday in peak season. We have to. And we have done, taking the kids out of school for a few days towards the end of the school year when the academic year has been done. And we've always had really positive feedback from the school. You know, they've always said to us, yeah, no problem, go enjoy yourselves. You know, I do think they're in the belief that, like, you know, life experience with the family is just as valuable as some in-class time, especially towards the end of the year when the curriculum is done. So yeah, it is something we do. I actually put up a poll as well on my Instagram page just to ask other mammies, because most of my followers are Irish mammies, and all of them are on the same page. Like, I haven't had one negative comment in there, about, no, you shouldn't do that or anything like that. They've all said, I've had to do it, I've done it, I will continue to do it. So, you know, it would be great if there was, you know, if travel was affordable during peak season, but, you know, just at the minute, and I don't expect it to ever be. But yeah, I've done it and I will continue to do it.
Continue to do it again. Like, if you're trying to bring four children, and your kids aren't that terribly young, I mean, so they're classified as six adults, really, you're paying for, isn't it?
Yeah, we're six adults. So my boys are 9, 10, 11 and a half and 13. So I don't think, I can't remember the last time we were charged child fares for them. So yeah, you're bringing six adults abroad. Yes, so as I said, and even, you know, to holiday in Ireland in a hotel can be a nightmare situation also. You know, a lot of places don't facilitate for a family of six. It's usually two adults, three kids. So it's just, it's just no-brainer for us, really.
And I presume when you are taking them out, like, it's probably once a year, is it? You know, or end of the summer holidays.
It's not numerous. Yeah, it's not numerous times a year. I'm originally from Kerry, so if we were to go down home, for an occasion like a wedding or something, which I don't think has ever happened really in the whole time span I've been in school, but it would be maybe a day either side of the Christmas holidays, something like that. And my kids are never, touch wood, sicky kids. They're rarely, rarely off school. So you know, and I do think, you know, if it was, you know, we think back a few years' time when the whole school system closed for 6 months, you know.
And we survived.
You know, and we survived and we all got on with it. And it was, you know, for us, it was another life experience. We were all at home and we actually had a lovely time. Sometimes my boys say, you know, I could do with another dose of COVID. You know,
get the few weeks at home. Stephen Cummins is with us too, Lisa, on the line. Steve, you're a dad. How are you? I presume you've probably taken them out at some point, have you?
Many, many times. For the exact same reasons that lady just said there. I mean, it's obscene the way travel companies, airlines, hotels massively raise the price of everything during the school holidays. So yes, initially, of course, it's a massively it's a financial issue. That's why people have to do it. But I would love to see the statistics of how much money that the British government have actually managed to get in using the system. Because if it was me, if we had the system introduced in Ireland, so it's going to be £80 per kid per day.
It's a lot of money, Steve.
Well, we'd have more dead grandmothers. I would be making up dead relatives while we're going off to a funeral, or, oh, they're sick. You'd be teaching your kids to lie to the school just to protect yourself.
Like, it's an unworkable system. Per kid, per day.
So that woman there who just spoke with you, sorry, I think it was Gillian. I missed
Lisa,
her name.
Lisa's still with us, yeah.
Lisa. Yeah, Lisa would be, it would be, what's that, 240 quid a day. So for a week, you're looking at, what, nearly $1,500.
Sure, Lisa, that would be the same price as going on a holiday if you had to pay this, the absence fee.
Yeah, no, that wouldn't be happening. And like I just said there, I wonder how profitable it is for them. Like, I wonder how many people actually turn around and do pay it. And look, I don't think we need to copy anything that our friends across the water are doing anyway. You know, we should. I wouldn't be on for any of that. And I don't think, like you just said there, it would be teaching people to lie, to make up stories, you know. I think we're doing it okay as we are on our own. I don't think there's, I spoke to teachers at the weekend just to get their opinion on it, and they all said the same. They have no issue with it once it's, you know, towards the end of the year, and it's not a repetitive thing throughout the year.
You definitely wouldn't do it as a repetitive thing, I can tell you, in the UK, because if you're a parent who receives a second fine for the same child within a 3-year period, you automatically get a £160 fine under these changes. Rachel Harper's on the, I know Rachel Harper's on the line with us too. Rachel's the principal of St. Patrick's National School in Greystones. Rachel, is there a policy around this?
Yeah, good afternoon, Andrea. Do you know what? I suppose I wouldn't be promoting to take days off school, but I can absolutely understand where Steve and Lisa would be coming from. It's very challenging for families, you know, particularly with, you know, a few children, to try and holiday during the holidays. It can be very, very expensive. So I think schools are understanding of it, you know, and I think, as Lisa was saying, she wouldn't do it very often, you know, if children aren't missing days throughout the year very often, if it is just a one-off towards the end of the year. Teachers and principals can understand why, you know, and I suppose what we would normally do is we would, you know, get the parents to check in with us just before they're going. And sometimes we'd get them, you know, the children even to do a scrapbook of where they're visiting, you know, and I suppose they're doing a bit of literacy without realising. And it can be a nice keep safe when they come home and to have it and maybe bring it into their teacher and, you know, explain them a little bit about the culture where they visit and things like that. So simple things are just checking in with teachers about some of the subject areas that they're, you know, covering, whether it's in maths, it could be a little bit of time. You might just go over that with your child, or a little bit of reading, you know, simple things like that would say really helps from the school side, you know, if you can keep linked in with a little bit of work.
So is there sort of a, you know, no issue if you're maybe doing it the few days in the lead up to the summer holidays? What if you're doing it at Halloween and St. Bridget's weekend and Paddy's Day, and maybe, you know, there might be a trip around the midterm or Easter, and like if somebody's at it all the time in the holidays?
Yeah, listen, that can be really hard on children. I think bringing it back to the children that they are missing out, you know, on important lessons and even, you know, social events around school life as well. You know, it could be a school tour. It could be, you know, different activities that they're doing in the school year as well as academically. You know, they can be missing out. So there's no doubt that it is, you know, a disadvantage for children. However, you can balance it out with family, you know, time and quality time spent. So if it is just a one-off towards the end of the year, we can understand that. But if it's a repetitive pattern, that can be very difficult on children when they're coming back in and settling back into work, or, you know, trying to carry on the school year, having missed some subject areas, that can be challenging on them.
Texter here says, in the UK, if you don't pay the fine, you go to court. And if they think you're lying, they'll also fine you. I'm an ex-school nurse, says this listener. Pat is on the line. Pat, I believe you used to be a school principal. Is there any impact of missing those few days in the lead up to the summer holidays?
Well, I think what we've seen over the last number of years, and particularly post-COVID, was that it's now stretching throughout the whole year, that in classes you've kids missing, you know, 3-4 days, maybe even a week, right the way through the year. So that has certainly an effect on the individual child. And do I understand it? Absolutely. Cost is a huge factor in travel, and you're trying to expose your children and give them the opportunity to experience culture, etc. But there is an effect. No matter what, you are missing school time. And on the whole class, if that is accumulating over the year, there is the effect on the full class. because you've different individuals missing different weeks, and that puts pressure on the teacher. So it can have an effect both on the individual and on the whole class. And as I said, it has become an issue where it is now spreading throughout the year, not the few days before, let's say, the Christmas holidays or the summer holidays.
There's an interesting text here, Pat, from a listener who makes the point that there's a child in their kid's class who was out last October. They were out in January in the lead up to the St. Bridget's weekend. They were away for Paddy's for a few days. They were gone again in the week leading up to the summer holidays. They took a week early and they took last week off now for the October midterm. And the issue actually is that it causes a lot of discussion in the class among the other students as to why they're not going on holidays so frequently.
Yeah, well, it also, I think, raises the whole what message are we sending, you know, that where is the importance of school, and being not in school is not so important. And I think that message is the one that we have to be careful about, because it does affect other children, as you mentioned, in the class. But it also has a knock-on effect on the learning that is going on within the classroom. Because if you have one, two, three children who have missed out on different areas, then there's the pressure. How do you make up for that with that child? How does the teacher cope with it? So there's pressure back on the teacher in the class, whether it's in second level, where a particular subject they've missed out on, you know, the introduction to differentiation or to King Lear. And those gaps have to be made up. So I think there is that knock-on effect. It has an effect not just on the individual, but on the full class.
Yeah, there's a texter here too who says, I just think it's so selfish to take your child out of school. If everybody thought like that, sure to be a complete free-for-all. Another listener tells me that the Dutch do the same. They too fine parents. This listener says holiday prices, absolutely they should be regulated. Families with young children captive to school holidays already have high outgoings, and they get screwed by holiday companies in all guises disguised with supply and demand justifications. Gouging has no justification, says this listener. Freelance travel journalist Yvonne Redden is with us too on the show today. Is it even possible, Yvonne, to regulate these kind of holidays?
I don't know. That's a difficult one. But even in terms of taking the kids out term time, like, the advantages and benefits are, it's less busy in the airports, it's less busy in the countries that you're visiting, so you're tackling the over-tourism angle, and it's not as hot off-season as well. Some kids hate the heat, some parents hate the heat. So there's all those different reasons as well for, I never go away during the summer months because of those reasons as well as the financial. But I'll just give you an example, Andrea, of prices, the difference in prices going away early July for myself and my twins, and this is from Love Holidays, It's $2,700 to go early July. So, and the same holiday to Salou in September by three is $1,100. So there's a huge saving there of $1,600. That's a big difference in a financial, you know, paying out for parents and for holidays.
Yeah, and look, and I know the reason. I can totally see why it'd be attractive, obviously, to go for the cheaper option. But like, you've a good understanding of the travel world, Yvonne, and how that works. Like, I know when we talk about supply and demand, as that previous texter mentioned, is it a case that there's just that many more people looking to go in the summer?
Of course there is, because they have the 2 months off, and like the secondary school, then they're off for 3 months. It's a long period, isn't it? But, you know, I think it's just planning it out more. I travel a lot more in Ireland in the summer, and I do plan it nearly a year in advance to get the better deals, you know. And there is a lot of hotels for the larger families, like Lisa's, that you can hire out the holiday homes, like Dungarvan Park has holiday homes. You know, a lot of the resorts away have cottages and holiday homes that can work out cheaper. It is about doing the research and planning way ahead. Otherwise, and you will get deals. It's just a planning. I mean, Sarah Slattery, the travel expert, has great deals on her site as well. You know, off season and term time. You know, you just do need to do the research.
Yeah,
you know,
hard to beat the sun though.
It's hard. To, yeah, it is.
Like,
it
and is. I understand. Like, I can completely see Steve. Why you would be attracted to take them out a few days early and bring them abroad?
Well, yeah, and it's not just it's not just the cost. I mean, it's so much calmer and nicer. Like, you take now my kids, thank God, now I've gotten a lot bigger, but taking small children through an airport on when you're hearing that, you know, like Dublin Airport, there's no parking spaces, they're expecting 100,000 people this weekend. Like, the stress of that is massive. So if it's a case of just a simple week, because your kids can certainly catch up. The one thing that really struck me there was when you heard there was that example there that was given of one kid in the class, a texter texted in going, and they're missing here, they're missing here, mm-hmm. they're missing here, they're missing here. That's parental responsibility. That's just being a bad parent. You do need to keep your kids in school. But if once a year or twice a year you take your kids away early for either a few days or a week or whatever, you're not doing them any harm. You're doing a huge benefit to yourself. Well, saving a fortune. It's a win-win.
There is that point. There's also, Rachel, I don't know if you're still with this, but there's this texter who, this is their text now today. This is absolutely rampant in my kid's school. Every single week there's kids off, which means the teacher is constantly repeating herself. So my child has to learn everything a couple of times, which is such a waste of time and so frustrating to see him being screwed when he's actually in the class doing the right thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there is that side, absolutely, where, you know, if lots of children are out during a particular month and the teacher is trying to cover the curriculum and he or she has to keep going back and repeating, you know, it's not fair on the children that are in the class going every day. So I absolutely do see that side. But there were some very good points made there about, you know, careful planning. If at all possible, you know, holidays can be planned well in advance. There's a way there to save some money. But also, I do think, you know, if parents keep linked in with their teachers and, you know, if they know the holidays coming up and they're saying, look, what are some of the areas you're covering? If a little bit of homeschooling can be done, you know, even just the basics in maths and literacy, I think that can help too. But again, we don't want to be promoting that this is a very, you know, casual or often thing. It's just, you know, for different situations, if it is just once a year or if it is, you know, a family.
It'd be a different story if like that, we had fines, wouldn't it? Can you imagine if we had fines like the UK? Yeah. £80 per day. Finally, Yvonne, for people that are maybe thinking of a last minute break before Christmas and now they're a little bit deterred from taking the children out of school a day or two early to do it, can they get value over the Christmas New Year's period?
Yeah, they can if they start planning it now. You know, I think ring the hotels as well. Don't go to the booking.coms and all that kind of thing. I think you get the better deals if you ring up direct. Yes, you will get them, but just start doing it now. Research now is key.
Listener here says, I have a friend who takes his kids out of school every year and boasts about how he only pays €5 per week car hire because the hire companies pay more for storage. I'd love to do this and save money, but this would hold back the entire class, even just a small bit. Another listener says, I have two friends, both civil servants, that constantly whinge, bitch and moan about how difficult they have it. The same pair are away at every single school holiday and break with the kids and holidays. It's absolutely sickening. The email is lunchtimelive@newstalk.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk.